tyrants in control of totalitarian countries consider control of the airways an absolute necessity. They ruthlessly enforce censorship of a kind few of us can imagine in America. On last Monday, however, I had the weird and frightening experience of being gagged by a radio station manager in my own home city of New York. Since last December, the station has experienced considerable turmoil, and long-term producers and hosts have been fired or locked out of the station. With my knowledge of the reputation of certain recent appointments to the board of Pacifica Network, which includes WBAI, is an endangered station.
John Murdoch, welcome to Now.
Thank you for having me, Amy. I wanted to have a dialogue before the board sell the station.
First, why don't you respond to what Major Owens had to say?
There is no plan of selling the station. Look at the current bylaw. There's nothing that prohibits a sale. Anyone wants to buy any of the Pacifica stations, pick up the phone and call me or email dock@eb.com.
Major Owens.
Well, Major Owens had a lot of things to say, and one thing I cannot tolerate on Pacifica Air is self-promotion. We also cannot tolerate the listeners, and Major Owens is a listener with a lot of things to say. Major Owens violated Pacifica. I cannot have listeners on the air at all. The Pacifica stations are indeed a treasure, and everybody on this board values treasure.
Funds.
Anyone wants to buy a treasure, pick up the phone and
but
call
John
me.
But, John, I understand that WPFW has chosen not to
What's
play
going on
Democracy
Pacific?
Now.
It's not something that is my fault. I take responsibility for my actions. The board is here to make sure that there's no one person we can look at and say, this is your fault.
With the subject censorship, this is what now goes out on WPFW every day when I sign off the program.